Warning, this podcast contains bad words and stories about drugs and sex and overthrowing the government. Proceed with caution. Okay. Thank you. And now on to our show. Wake up, brother, we got nothing to do. Let's go outside, just me and you, and build a fort. We'll pack a lunch, won't be home till after dark. Then after dinner we can sneak back out. You know that high school girl I've been telling you about? Well, she gets undressed about a quarter to nine, and we can watch her do it from the big old pine next door. She got a room on the second floor. Well, looks like another fucked up day in paradise. Hello, you beautiful people. Hey, whether you're checking this out for the first time or you're on the edge of your seat in anticipation of what happens next, welcome! I am so happy to have you taking this adventure with me. I know I've warned you in the past that this could be a harrowing experience, but everything is going to work out famously in the end, for sure. So if you like log flumes and tilt-a-wheels, that's pretty much what we're going to do with our brains in this Daughter of Godcast podcast episode 004.1, The Daughter of Dumpling House. This is a supplemental episode, diverging from the primary narrative and flashing forward to the near present. We've started our story in the distant past, but even today, September 28th, 2016, the story of the making of the Daughter of God is far from over. And while you listen to my dusty recollections of DV video and the Iraq War, remember that the game is still very much afoot. Oh yes, friends, things are a-happening. I'm not kidding about the importance of a gentle release. Short of getting run over by trolley cars, I am going to tell you the whole story. And by the time we're caught up, you'll be prepared for the present reality, which is boggling. For proof, I offer this little tidbit, this supplemental chunk, a taste from just last year, November 2015. I'm visiting New York City on my way back to Michigan from running a Spartan race in Philadelphia, catching up with Master Ru and my Tai Chi family. Also, planning, via text, a reunion with Mark Dillon of First Avenue and Fifth Street fame. This was the crazy matchbox apartment we shared with two other 20-somethings back in 1984. Well, that friendly old codger, Reagan, was president. A time of awakening. The East Village. I was 23 and cracked wide open. Liquid LSD in the refrigerator. Spooky, magic, momentous, and profound happenings. Young gods playing. The universe was intent upon us. I hadn't seen Mark since he and Lori got married in Oklahoma around 1991. Since then, two almost grown kids for the Dillons. Mark had decisively escaped the family novelty business in 2014 and moved Lori and the kids from Norman, Oklahoma to Brooklyn, New York. Mark and I were going to eat at the venerable Excellent Dumpling House on Lafayette in Chinatown, our traditional meetup place, still serving after 30 years. Okay, I'm looking into Sichuan food midtown. If that doesn't pan out, perhaps we hit the Excellent on Lafayette for time travel's sake. Unless you got a fave, veg options a must.
I had to bring my car over to the city this morning to unload a bunch of stuff, so I can either drive to Chinatown, Excellent Dumplings, still my favorite, or we can meet midtown. I can leave my car in the lot until 8 p.m. Easy for me, either way.
Excellent, then. What time best for you? I'm flexible.
Want to meet in Chinatown at 7? 6:30?
6:30, yes. Excited.
Okay, works for me. 6:30 it is. How long has it been? Excellent Dumpling, Lafayette at Canal.
Since I ate at Excellent? Almost 3 years.
No, since we saw each other, silly.
Since we were at Excellent together? 1984-ish. Since last we seen each other? How long you and the little woman been hitched? Time is fiction.
Holy Mother Earth!
You've been married long enough to grow a passel of youngins.
Married 23 years. The boy is now 21, and the girl just turned 17. Time really is fiction.
All right, let's transcend time and space in 3, 2, 1. We might be joined by my favorite 20-something Belarusian badass.
Exactly what is a 20-something Belarusian badass?
That's on a need-to-know basis, brother. If she shows up, I put the call out to a couple of other new friends you guys might like to make. Cult members, remain calm. Bring Spawn if they want to come.
I'll check in with the teenager to see if she's available.
Sweet!
The wild wheels of the mystery machine were spinning. A sparkling experience awaited. Mark showed up sans fam. We ate and talked. Cold sesame noodles, dumplings, and sizzling garlic eggplant. I forced Mark to get the vegetarian dumplings, by the way. Afterwards, we went for a walk. I was ranting about Daughter of God, about feeling the power surging, and asking whether he was planning on acting again, or even directing after doing theater work in Norman. Strangely, the twisting, narrow streets of Bayard, White, Mott, and Mulberry were overflowing with production gear. Huge, airy lights on hydraulic lifts, the hubbub of busy crew, a whole squadron of editing bays on wheeled carts crammed into an alley. A big-budget film was shooting. Production assistants detoured us away from a brightly lit street, and then Mark said, "Hey, there's Keanu Reeves." He was standing on the corner we were stepping up onto. Mustering my most confident and collegial manner, I looked him in the eye and said, "Hey." He met my gaze silently, and we walked on by. I was like, whoa, that was weird. Both Mark and I were kind of excited and blasted back in time to city street serendipity. The trippy magic was hot and moving again. Eventually we split, him back to his apartment and me back to my battered blue Honda Odyssey, parked discreetly by some construction on the Lower East Side. A little later, Mark texted me an image, the title of the movie Keanu was shooting in Chinatown.
I'm guessing we can blow away those heady days of youth with some yet-to-be-rampant...
This is weird.
...pages of... Fuck, what?
Didn't you say your movie was called Daughter of God? Well, that's what Keanu was shooting today. Is that weird or what?
Fuck! Yes! What? Oh my God, freaking! All right, Mark Dillon, I want you to think long and hard about what you just experienced. That was truly 1984 energy resurrection. Some fucking cosmic shit going down. Hello? Hello?
Yes. Something really fucking weird is happening. I'm actually a bit freaked out right now. Like I dosed without dosing. I can't seem to wrap my mind around it right now.
You know how much I spent to set that all up? To rig that entire Chinatown set and hire Keanu and spike your Google search? You can't buy that kind of cosmic coincidence. I fucking manifested Keanu Reeves. Can anyone now doubt my awesome power? Magic is real, motherfucker. The dead conspire to bend time and space on our behalf.
You're pretty awesome, that's for sure. Crazy fucking cosmic awesomeness. But I still can't figure out why you and Keanu share a movie title.
Dude, that's the universe underlining everything we speculated about tonight. Keanu Reeves is going to be living in my airstream. That's what it means. And Lori's going to be cooking him vegan pancakes. And us too. We are Keanu Reeves.
We are Keanu Reeves. We are Keanu Reeves. Trippy night, my friend. Felt good to be back in the current.
Ride on, brother. Ride on. Dream big. Here we go.
As of today, Keanu Reeves has not moved into the Airstream, but certainly he's got an open invitation, though I'll be shutting the water off in October. Have you ever seen those Facebook memes about how Keanu is kind of sad because his life has been hard and full of loss? Well, if this is true, maybe he should hang out with our tribe more. He's got friends in Manhattan and Michigan he didn't even know about until now. Keanu and Mira Sorvino's Daughter of God was retitled Exposed and released in 2016. I gotta say, Keanu's agent clearly wasn't up to speed on the latest temporal transcendence technology. Keanu needed to bump into me in Chinatown in 2005, not 2015. Then he would have gotten the part of Jerry instead of Steve Ziliak's. Steve could have played Uncle Joe, or vice versa. I could have found something for Keanu, honest. Instead, Keanu gets totally sideswiped in the time-space continuum and entangled making this other Daughter of God way too late. Another chance to paradigm blast Matrix style, but instead more gritty cop drama, plus Mira, yum. One might opine that the reason we are delaying release of our Daughter of God is to give Keanu's film a fighting chance. That's how we roll, doing favors for our future best friends. Like helping out Viggo Mortensen in The Road. We scouted and shot at the awesome abandoned turnpike in Breezewood, Pennsylvania in 2007. The next thing you know, The Road's location people are all over the turnpike in 2008, just like we planned. Hey, de nada. We're happy to help because we're so brimming with infinite cosmic abundance. Everything seeks to assist our bliss. We're epic. Maybe that's why Lionsgate retitled their Keanu project Exposed and decided to release in 2016 to get out from under our long shadow. Either that, or they heard about our sultry Polish entertainment lawyer. Beautiful, but deadly. Cue Bond theme. What is the import of this story? For some listeners, maybe most, it's just a weird coincidence, which is to say meaningless. How can there be any connection between people who've never met, projects that share no commonality besides a working title, two friends meeting for the same dumplings they ate 30 years before, and then firing off old patterns. To them, everything seems suddenly packed with profound mystery. Dude, like, oh my God, dude. Science is a wonderful way to trivialize the unspeakable. Most events are easily explained. But what's the meaning of a flea? What's the meaning of a flower? They just are. Arthur C. Clarke's so-called three laws are relevant, especially two and three. Number two, the only way of discovering the limits of the possible is to venture a little way past them into the impossible. And number three, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. When we think of technology, we think of gadgets, iPhones or apps, but really the most advanced technology on the planet is our bodies, the mechanisms of which we so imperfectly understand. Bodies are way easier to experience than understand. How deeply do most of us allow an experience of being alive? That, I think, is the path to magic. The full experience of one dumpling could power a starship. Hey, thanks for listening yet again. This is and has been Daughter of Godcast episode 004.1, Director's Log, Supplemental. This is the story of how making my movie also made me. I love that you're coming along for the ride, that you're brave enough to share this adventure. Media only really exists as interaction. Podcast files are mere magnetic patterns swirling around hard drives on Bluehost servers somewhere in Utah. Just by listening, you make this podcast possible. So since you're a maker, you're now part of the story too. If you're a maker just by listening, then imagine how deeply you can shape and influence this project with a like or a follow. Forget about comments or gasp, an email.